بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان، أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سوى، وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله، وأن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر كما يكره أن ينقذ في النار، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، رواه البخاري رحمه الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم says that the one in whom three qualities are found, he will taste the sweetness of Iman. In this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is going to mention three qualities ahead. And then he says that the person who has these three qualities, he will taste the sweetness of Iman. That means he will enjoy Iman and he will enjoy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the three qualities which are being mentioned ahead, in reality the first quality is the main quality. The first quality which we are going to mention, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, is the main quality. And the two qualities are afterwards, you can say, they are signs of the first quality. Signs that a person has achieved the first quality. What is the first quality? That the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than the love for anyone and anything else. That the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more than the love for anyone or anything else. Now the first thing to understand is that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are two things that are fully connected and they go hand in hand. If a person has one, he has the other. And if a person has the other, he has the first one. Now you and I, the reality is, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of dande se bachne ke liye. Dande se bachne ke liye means our actions are usually to avoid punishment. If I miss my salah, this will happen. This is the punishment. If this is a sin, that means I will be punished. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That is part of our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. And if we go a step further, then in some actions we have, you know about the virtue. So we have the zeal to perform it, that, oh, I will gain the virtue. That, oh, if I perform salah with jama'ah, I will gain 25 times more reward. Alhamdulillah, those are two things, two parts of being a believer. But there is a third very important part of being a believer, which is that a part of a person's relationship with Allah Ta'ala is that he has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who has love for someone, he does things to please them without wanting anything in return. A person who has true love for his parents, if there is a son and he has true love for his parents, then he won't carry out his parents' wishes because, my dad will get angry. Or even, if I keep my dad happy, then you know what, I'll get a good share in the business, in the family business. No. Just the fact that I want to make my father pleased. If he has a lot of love for his father, just seeing his father pleased will be sufficient motivation for him to keep his father pleased. Those people who have true love for his parents, which has unfortunately disappeared in this day and age as well in the new generation, they long to meet their parents. It's not just a once a week tick box. No. Every so often, if they get a chance, they think, you know, let me go see my parents. Oh, there's 5 minutes here, let me go see my parents. Just to ask how they are, just to see their faces. So in the same way, part of a believer's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear should be there as well, but love should be there as well. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would make a dua that, oh Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya' ilayya, that, oh Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me. And then he would say, waj'al khashyataka akhwaf al-ashya' indi, and make your fear the most fearful thing to me. Meaning I have both things. Fear for you and love for you. And then if a person worships Allah Ta'ala out of fear, then he will still do his best to please Allah Ta'ala, to avoid the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, but he will not enjoy it. And if a person does it with the with the love of Allah Ta'ala, then he will enjoy it. That is why afterwards in this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say that وَقْطَعَنِّي حَاجَاتِ الدُّنْيَا بِالشَّوْقِ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِ, that, O Allah, cut off the needs of the world through the zeal and the eagerness to meet you. What did he use to make dua? That, O Allah, through your love, make it such that I'm not bothered about the needs of the world, the problems of the world, because I have so much zeal to meet you. I have so much zeal to leave this place and meet you, because a person who has love, he wishes to meet the beloved. And then he would say, وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا مِن دُنْيَاهُمْ فَأَقْرِرْ عَيْنِي مِنْ عِبَادَتِكَ, that just like the people in the world who have love for the world, they enjoy the pleasures of the world, grant me the same pleasure in your worship. But these things are possible if part of a person's relationship with Allah Ta'ala is love as well as fear. And when a person's love relationship with Allah Ta'ala becomes love with fear, then the two things which are mentioned ahead in the hadith also happen, which is وَأَيُّحِبَّ الْمَرْءَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ, that he loves whoever he loves for the sake of Allah. When a person has true love for Allah Ta'ala, then every other relationship of his becomes based on that love. If he loves anyone, if he loves, we love our parents because we have a relationship with them. Our brothers because we have, our wife because we have a relationship. If a person has love for Allah Ta'ala, that every relationship of his becomes, he loves them because Allah Ta'ala wants him to love them. Because Allah Ta'ala has come, Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him loving them. And then the third quality in the hadith, that he dislikes kufr just like he would dislike being thrown into a fire in this world. What does this mean? That kufr and any disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, a natural dislike for it is created in his heart. A natural dislike is created for it in his heart. These are the effects of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Now, the next question is, of course, how is this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gained? So that is a topic which we will discuss in another hadith tomorrow. But the first thing we can do is we can start making dua for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Just like we make dua that, O Allah, save me from Jahannam. O Allah, grant me Jannah. O Allah, grant me a fear, grant me taqwa. Make this dua as well, that, O Allah, grant me your love. And if a person knows the masnoon duas, like we mentioned one here, make those as well. There are quite a few, those people who read Al-Hizbul Azam, things like that, they will have noticed them. But let us make dua for the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala as well. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.